The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو أيها الذين استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear audience of RIB English Radio, now we invite you to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
We express our condolences to the Imam of our time and to all mu'mineen, mu'minat, and lovers of the Ahlul Bayt, Salamullah alayhim ajma'in, on the occasion of the Shahada of Imam al-Baqir, Salamullah, wa salawatuhu alayh. This great Imam, who among the 14 Ma'sumin has been a key component in our guidance that we as believers have received today in the various forms that we have received. And while Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who rewards Imam al-Baqir salamullah alayh and all of the Ahlul Bayt and all of the Anbiya and Ma'sumin and Sulaha, the righteous, God is the one that provides rewards for them. We ask Allah to make us following the teachings of these great imams, these great figures, these great leaders, as a reward for them seeing the effect of their work, as God has mentioned in the Quran. That's one of the rewards that God gives. We're asking that God make us part of that reward that He gives them, inshallah. Imam al-Baqir salamullahi alayhi has many aspects to discuss in terms of his personality, if we were to discuss that. His leadership during the years that he was the leader of the Muslimin after the Shahada of Imam Zain al-Abidin salamullah alayhi, up to the moment he took his last breath in this world. The events that took place in his life, the companions he had, and so on and so forth, there's plenty that can be discussed. What I'd like to discuss tonight is something related to Imam al-Baqir salamullah alayh. We will study him and his efforts in the context of this greater theme. It's both one of his teachings, as it is a teaching that every single prophet and imam had at the focal point of their teachings, the foundation for everything else. But also something that we can see in ayah in the work of Imam al-Baqir salamullah alayh, to see that what he did and the effect of it is an example, a sign that proves the truth of it, and we are in need of this. Because we are in need of believing it crystal clear 110%. We fail to do so. The teaching is very simple. The teaching is Tawheed. The teaching is the oneness of Allah. The teaching is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is in charge, as we read in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 255, I believe, Ayatul Kursi. وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض. Before that it says له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يؤوده حفظهما. Every bit of that verse, everything belongs to him. The heavens, the earth, what's in the heavens, what dwells in the heavens, what dwells on the earth itself, the various, every bit of it actually belongs to him. And therefore, if anyone, anything is effective in regards to another being, another one of God's creation, it cannot do that illa bi'idhnih. من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه. And these various beings, these human beings, us, يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم. He knows everything about us, what's before us, what's in front of us, what came before us, what's during our time, what's afterwards, the whole thing. He knows everything. He's in charge. He created it. He knows what he created. He knows what he is in charge of. He knows what he is doing to his creation. Therefore, he knows it all. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. Beneath, above, below, everything surrounding that being itself, inside, outside, above, below, material, spiritual, it's his. So يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء. On the other hand, us, we have zero knowledge of his, and all knowledge is his. There is no knowledge besides knowledge that's God's. And we have none of it إلا بما شاء. Except the amount that he has wanted. Whatever we know is the amount he has allowed us to know. We would not know anything whatsoever if he didn't want us to. Whether it's the analysis of what we find through our senses or directly what we understand, what we sense through our senses, the rational, intellectual, mathematical, philosophical, physical, physiological, all that knowledge that's there in the form of the sciences, the philosophies, the humanities, literature, language, everything, all of that, we would not have known one bit of it. إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ or إِلَّا بِمَا شَاءَ, except to the amount that he wanted. And that's all of us collectively and each of us individually. What humanity knows today, with all the developments in terms of the material and worldly sciences that it has developed, and of course the decline in all the other aspects, but in terms of understanding a certain aspect of the material world and how things work and how there's electric power in these various creations of God and the various forms that it can be produced in a sense or extracted, other sense. All of this is bima sha. When we are, why didn't we learn this? We, according to what they say, which is not accurate, I don't see any time, any particular amount of time mentioned in the Quran about how many years it's been that human beings have been on earth. What they say, whatever, thousand or thousands of years, whatever number of millennia we have been on earth, before, according to them, we had the knowledge of writing, and after that, why after all these millennia, this particular time for mankind to learn these things, bima sha, every bit of it is bima sha. This is a very clear-cut teaching in the Quran, in the sayings of the Prophet, in the sayings of Fatima al-Zahra, in the sayings of Amir al-Mu'mineen, in the sayings of Imam al-Mujtaba, in the sayings of Imam al-Husayn, in the sayings of all of the Imams, including Imam al-Baqir, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam al-Baqir's efforts as an abd of Allah who did the impossible during his time, and it was effective, is an ayah, a sign, an example that shows us clearly this teaching is true. There's a time where we read something, a theory of reality, a teaching in this case, which is not a theory, it's a divine teaching. We read it as a person reading this teaching, God is in charge. I read it. It makes sense. I read the reasoning for it. It makes sense. But like Ibrahim alayhi salam, that in the Quran, he asks Allah, he says, how do you bring to life the mawta? God says, afalam tu'min, don't you believe? He said, yes, I believe. But liyatma'inna qalbi, I want my heart not to have any, I don't want it to be shaky, a shaky type of belief. I know it. I don't have any questions regarding it. It's crystal clear. But seeing it, in other words, that's the point we're trying. Seeing it in action, seeing it, an example of it, is going to be different. It shows us. There's so many, of course, examples, but we are commemorating the shahada of Imam al-Baqir, salamullah alayhi. I want to explain how what Imam al-Baqir did was the impossible. And for his work to be effective as it was very effective, is a clear example of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doing what he wants. And we should learn from that. We should learn from Imam al-Baqir. He taught it and he implemented it. He didn't just teach it.